An Illinois Wesleyan University softball player says she missed out on an entire season and two opportunities to study abroad because of the pandemic. In this edition of Beyond Sports, Colleen Palczynski tells Eric Sock that she focused her time instead on racial and social justice issues here at home.
Hi, my name is Colleen Palczynski. I am a senior softball player at Illinois Wesleyan University.
You've been heavily involved in diversity, equity, inclusion on the Illinois Wesleyan campus, and that seemed to really ramp up last year after George Floyd was murdered. A number of students on campus had spoke out saying the university should do more to make everyone feel welcome on campus. Where was your thought process at that point?
So over the summer, Illinois Wesleyan offered a lot of webinars, actually. So when everyone was at home, they offered a lot of just kind of informational things about that. And actually our assistant coach, Coach Nikki Miller, started a book club for us that was books based around the whole concept of diversity, equity, inclusion. And so kind of I personally was interested in this, and especially after the George Floyd protests and the larger Black Lives Matter movement, I was able to kind of have the ability to actually do something on campus when we started the diversity, equity, inclusion for Wesleyan in the fall of last year. And so basically I heard of that opportunity and my assistant coach actually sent it to me. And I just wanted to really take it because I felt like I didn't even have the knowledge. I just had the want to do more on campus and learn more. And I felt like I had the ability to do it when I joined this committee.
Where do you see it going in this past year, and what are some of the initiatives that the students and the university are taking on now to expand on this?
I think working with the Office of Diversity and Inclusion on campus is a great resource. I know we do have contacts in the office that we are talking with, as well as just we've been having a lot of guest speakers over the past year and a half come and speak to our sports teams. And just continuing to do that, I think, is where we're going right now and what we have been doing, just to create a dialogue and kind of hold an expectation to what Wesleyan should be.
How will you know that it is making a difference? And have you already seen evidence of that?
Personally, as a white woman on this campus, I don't see everything. I don't have that type of experience on campus. All I do is listen. And so personally, I've seen, as I said, kind of more spaces created to have this type of dialogue. And I'm incredibly grateful that I have been able to hear this dialogue, which, I mean, in the years past would have never been, I never would have had the opportunity to hear this. So in that sense, I've already seen a lot of change in that sense. As far as the student athlete experience for my peers of color, I don't know. All I can do, I guess, is keep creating spaces to where I can hear more voices about that.
You've been involved in the immigration project locally and helping people who are at risk of losing their homes during the pandemic. What has that process been like? What have you learned from your experience?
I was able to create events and help clients basically just fill out these forms for monetary assistance in the middle of the pandemic. And it was amazing to be able to tangibly help families and kind of be able to use my Spanish skills also to kind of just help those that need it the most. And so I guess over this experience, I learned really just to be grateful for what I have and kind of how I can use my set of abilities and qualities and skills to kind of actually make tangible, to help others in the Bloomington-Normal community, which was something that I am grateful for.
You were on the College World Series team of 2019. Conference Player of the Year last year broke the school's single-season home run record. What are your goals for this upcoming season?
My goals for this season are really just to give every single game my all and to just really enjoy everything, especially after losing my sophomore season. I realize that there are no guarantees in any of this.
That was Illinois Wesleyan senior softball player Colleen Palczynski speaking with Eric Stock. Palczynski says she plans to stay involved in nonprofit work after she graduates in the spring. She says she'll either go to grad school or law school.